All right. On to something a little bit more lighthearted, the economy. Let us...
Economy bringing us up, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, let's start with the big business story of the day. Susan Schmidt from Westwood is here. And thank you for being in Chicago. We appreciate it. We haven't seen you in weeks or
lovely
months
to
or
be
years
here,
or whatever.
Susan. Thank you. Lovely to be here.
And this is something. Whole Foods purchased by Amazon.
Right. So exciting today.
That is sort of exciting.
It's really exciting. It's super interesting. And this, again, goes back into, we keep coming back to this theme of how our patterns are changing and how we shop, how the delivery systems are changing and how we receive things, and really how our retail world is just transforming itself around us. So this deal is very, very topical right now because Amazon buying Whole Foods, Amazon, our online, no bricks and mortar, is suddenly taking on 450 Whole Foods stores. And remember that Amazon's had this ongoing effort to be in Fresh Direct, right? Amazon is trying to be able to deliver groceries to you, and they've really had a hard time with that because it's okay if they want to deliver a box of dry cereal because that is basically like shipping you a pair of shoes or, you know, some sort of equipment. Not temperature sensitive, doesn't matter. Two-day delivery, that's just fine. That doesn't work when you need a head of lettuce. Right. Or when you need like
cheese,
right,
for instance.
Right. Your frozen
aforementioned cheese.
Yeah. Aforementioned
cheese. Stinks up
frozen,
the place.
Right. Yeah. They're frozen vegetables, something like that. So this becomes an outlet for Amazon where they immediately get that bricks and mortar system in place to help them with that delivery. So it's very interesting. It's strategic. A lot of the other, you saw many other.
So this will be happening. So, I mean, you know, but there are companies that do this anyway, like Peapod and other sorts of sure. organizations that do it, but you're using the Whole Foods brand of you know, style type of food.
You're
right?
getting a great Whole Foods brand and right style type of food, certainly. But I think more important to that is you're getting this logistics base. You need those locations. You need the big refrigerators. You need delivery points that you can get to from a refrigerated truck that can get food to you. If you want to actually have these customers keep coming to you to get groceries, you need to route them through a system that can deliver all aspects of groceries. So your fresh, your frozen has to be able to be delivered as well. And they haven't been able to do that. This is a fast way for them to get into that space. They can keep the Whole Foods brand, but just think about what they can use this platform for and how they can expand that.
So like a Whole Foods Direct would be by Amazon. Something right. would be their take, whatever they're going to
exactly.
end up calling it. They can have that for $250,000 that I just said. Whole Foods Direct by Amazon.
You'll give that to them for $250,000. That's nothing for
well,
them.
I have a feeling they've been thinking about this for a while because remember there was a rumor out earlier that this week that they were looking at buying something, a grocery store, some sort of delivery system in India. And they quickly knocked that down and said, no, Amazon said, no, we're not even looking there. Don't be silly. But it feels to me now like maybe someone got a whiff of a deal happening and was stretching to kind of figure out where that would be.
Lentils. Lentils were involved. Because that's
curry.
The kind of thing.
Curry.
That's
I like
sort,
curry.
Right? The sorts of things you get at Whole Foods. You can't. Where else are you going to get a good curry?
Majus curry. Know. I love it. Right.
So, well, there is, you know, we have been, Amazon's been very smart and looking outward and seeing where they can get traction and taking a stake in other companies.
So I can buy seeds. I can buy and flax and things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. But $40 billion of market cap lost today in other companies that
the market
perceived as being threatened.
The other grocery store did not like this. They all seemed to move down. Even Walmart was a loser today.
Walmart down. Walmart was actually not the worst of it. Walmart was only down 5%. Kroger's, biggest grocery store here, down 11%. Right? Target down 7. Walgreens down 5. Costco down 7. Goldman Sachs analyst came out with a really negative report that this is just a shot across the bow to Costco. Amazon is becoming the supplier of everything.
Because Amazon,
and that's so true.
Amazon really, the key to Amazon is logistics. They have this.
Exactly.
That's their secret sauce is logistics and now delivery systems. I mean, they were doing Sunday delivery. I mean, before, you know, like you would. Remember the post office would laugh at you about a notion of, I really need this for Father's Day or whatever it is.
And, sure. and Amazon like, is what hour do you want it?
Right. It's like when I'm done with my Amazon app, it is like literally, it's like, all right, I hit enter. Oh,
quick. It's crazy. Right. The other thing, though, I think of is that you already think about how much a growing number of the percentage of the budget in family households is going to Amazon. And then you have your grocery bill and there's not much left. It sort of feels like everything could start going to Amazon. Well, and the shakeout of competition, I think, is sort of
and
worrisome.
You're already online. You're doing all the shopping. It's easy to do. It becomes automated. So this is also a shot across the bow, because remember that Walmart has tried to come back and is worried about Amazon taking away some of its business. So Walmart's gone strong into that, you know, 2-day free delivery. We can do this. We are, you know, trying to match Amazon in how we deliver to the customer. So Walmart, which is really, I mean, within just a few miles, they have a location in within just a few miles of 90% of the U.S. population. So that's how prevalent Walmart is across the country. And Walmart is feeling threatened by Amazon and Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. So they've been making some dramatic moves. And I think this is just Amazon showing we've got the power. We're going to flex our muscles here and take this move. Whole Foods, great brand. But importantly, it's that distribution system that leapfrogs them ahead.
And they're the bell of the ball, because they have that. And no one else has it as profoundly developed as they do, right? Isn't that so? At the end of the day, that's what changes everything for them.
For Amazon, it will be what changes everything. And they have had a great they've built up. And that is the brilliance of their plan, is that they have spent all these years building up this distribution, getting depth. So Amazon Prime, getting that density is what you need to make that profitable. They've built
it's
that out.
It's a natural. So answer Anna's question from earlier.
Yeah.
$13 billion is what, $13.5 billion is what they purchased.
Purchase price, 13.7.
Yeah, like $14 billion.
But the Amazon's market value jumped $13.7 billion,
right. Went up a
making
little bit
the Whole
higher.
Foods purchase free. Right or wrong?
Wait, not exactly.
Not exactly right.
Not exactly right. Sorry.
Close?
But,
no?
Well, interesting. Now, there's a lot of speculation that this, just because this is going to be such a threat for other retailers like Walmart, Costco, Kroger, even food manufacturers who now could face pricing issues like Kellogg's, General Mills, Campbell's, those stocks suffered today too, because people think that this could cause some competitive pressures. Grocery prices drop. Grocers then turn to their suppliers and say, mm-hmm. You got to sell me this for less.
Is Amazon profitable?
Amazon is profitable. It needs scale to be more profitable. And I think that's what we're seeing.
Hasn't that been the issue, though, that Amazon, everybody's like, Amazon's so huge and big and important. And,
right, but
and,
it's not very profitable.
But it has, which is shocking, right? Because because it does spend, and I give Jeff Bezos all the
tons
credit in the world, because he has created, it's a moment of American innovation that is just spectacular.
Well, in a moment of American innovation that the U.S. stock market has allowed, because they've financed this.
Sort of the way they're doing with Elon Musk and Tesla.
They have allowed this company to operate in a essentially unprofitable fashion for years as it is reinvested to develop this scale. And Bezos has done an amazing job in managing to hold the story together and keep people engaged in the long-term vision, so that it has become prevalent throughout, mm-hmm. The U.S. And this is the thing. Now, remember also, this ties back into a couple months ago, we were worried Amazon was going to go and compete against Walgreens and CVS in terms of pharmacies.
Right. That story was out there.
I can't wait for the drone to come drop off my prescription. Ugh. I need it right now. Where
Incoming.
Am I going to go?
Incoming! Right. Wait, that was my camembert. You don't want them to drop the stinky cheese, though, on your lawn and then have it be there all day. Because, wildlife will get
good.
To it.
That's not good.
They need to.
But maybe that's like the free cheese.
Yeah. What? Right? You know, the little thing, like they drop little samples, like the little toothpick samples?
I hope you get to it in time. The
answer. Yeah. Not a chance in my neighborhood.
So,
I was thinking more rats, but okay.
It would be, well, it's actually, the camembert is probably a better visual than the little shrimp falling from the sky. So I don't know. But,
shrimp.
But now let's go back to the pharmacy.
Not the cooked shrimp either. The gray, slimy looking stuff. And they have it. There's like a mountain at Whole Foods of it. You walk in and you look at that and you're like, oh my God, it's like a shrimp holocaust over here. They have a lot of fish. They do.
And
they've never figured out.
Displayed.
It is beautifully displayed, but they always have an olfactory issue there because they don't. They have to properly ventilate. The newer stores, they're better at.
Right. Now, also, remember, when we go to Whole Foods, you have several different footprints for Whole Foods. So Whole Foods, while we say, you know, they're bidding 25% higher, you know, big jump in price over what the stock closed at yesterday. But if we go back a year, Whole Foods stock price was 30% higher. And so Whole Foods has really had a hard time trying to figure out how to.
So this is a magic bullet for them.
It is. How to penetrate the market, how to keep going. They've developed different formats. If you come down to downtown Chicago, they have a massive, giant store just off North Avenue. That's one of the biggest footprints that they have. There are little mini dining centers within the Whole Foods.
On the north side, they had a very large, they had a kind of a modest store then, like in the Lakeview area. Then they made a very, then they built a big store there. And now they're moving out of that, they're building a gigantic
even
store
bigger,
like the North Avenue store.
Right. Now, separately, a little bit different, on the smaller side for them is a concept that I'm very close to in my office in Dallas, which is in a very urban area. It's meant to be a smaller footprint. It's got a lot of prepared foods. It's got a lot of already made items, specialty items. You don't see as large. They cook your fish
for you. And they have one of these downtown right behind us.
And
here.
So mm-hmm. that is for the more urban areas and for apartment dwellers who, right, yeah. and appealing to the millennials who just want to grab something, come in on the go and leave.
It's for you,
and
Violetta.
So they've, yes, Kevin and Violetta. Well, Kevin's got
Sammy. Sammy and Violetta. They're the same thing. They're the same age.
There we go.
They're the same thing.
Yeah, they're the same thing.
Same person.
One's taller.
There we go. We have to, you know, encourage the millennials to learn how to cook at some point. But Whole Foods right now is hoping that they don't. Run in, get this, go back to your apartment, have fun. Everything's fine. So
Ma,
Whole Foods,
could you go to Whole Foods
see,
for me?
Exactly.
It's a little unfair when he's not here to do that.
Yeah.
Because Sammy's the opposite
Sorry,
of Kevin in
Sammy.
Terms of that, in that respect.
He is?
Yeah.
Sammy goes to the store himself.
Sammy knows
he does
how to
everything.
Cook.
I do go by
Sammy's,
myself.
Sammy's a hustler. He's
you.
Always doing something.
I'm always somewhere. You're right about that.
Yeah.
And who
yeah.
says I can't cook? You said I couldn't cook.
I'll no. bet you could cook.
No, I didn't. I sorry, Sammy. I
millennials
okay.
in general.
I, mean,
I was
you
merely
said that.
Referring to Kevin, who I know has
Kevin,
a mother
we know cannot
cook.
Cook
Kevin
before.
Eats everything and doesn't really cook.
Kevin know, takes so. Pictures of the food after somebody else cooks it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh no, I see. Sammy's a big cook. Is like because
so
he comes from
go.
A family that you know mm. does that. They're literally cooking on a they start their own fire in their backyard and they cook on it. It's very. Like
we have a steel
school.
Rod. We just put a dead animal on
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
roast
oh, it's kind of like my family.
I believe
thing.
I've seen that, and it just goes around and around and around.
The
I know.
Spit in the backyard. Yeah. You, every
the spit,
ethnic
yes.
family in Chicago. Yeah. Some have been known
it's
to have them.
That's what
so,
happens.
So back to hugely strategic move for Amazon to take a look at Whole Foods. Remember that we've seen rumors. This fits very well with what they're going to do in pharmacy. Great move for them. Keep your eye on it. It's causing a lot of ripples in the market.
And they're going to deliver everything to us at some point in the future.
It's looking that way.
What are we going to do with all the people with hemp shirts and tattoo sleeves
yeah.
that are working there and piercings through their eyelid? You get that when you're, like checking out.
They still get to work there, hopefully.
Well, but I mean, but they won't need as many checkout people because maybe they'll be dropping off stuff in at your house. With the feather
they'll be
earrings.
Flying drones.
With the drones.
Yeah. And they'll be the ones flying the drones.
Drones and virtual checkout. You mm-hmm. never know. All these things are on the table.
All right. Don't All anybody right. move. I want to come back. We're going to be a little short on the other side here, but I want to come back and get your thoughts on the Cuba deal here, too, and what that means for like the Midwest, right? And what farmers here who are hoping to open up Cuba for their goods, what does that mean? So all that coming your way. But first, Violetta Pydermedic, part of the Eastern Bloc here, between actually the three of them, between Judy and Sammy and Violetta. It's like
and we all get along.
Yeah. Well,
mostly.
You're sitting in different rooms though. So
it
that
helps.
That's how it starts. Go ahead. All right, in just 20 seconds, can you tell me is the Cuba deal good or bad for Illinois Susan Schmidt?
We don't know. No change yet. We really just heard a lot of strong talk, but all the policies have yet to be negotiated. What they are trying to do is make sure that we don't fund the military, and the military in Cuba does control a lot of the tourism businesses. And so we're trying to, it's a lot of rhetoric saying we're not going to fund the bad military of Cuba and the bad government, but we're still going to allow trade. Our embassy is still there. Their embassy's here. Bring all the cigars back that you want. And for now, we still have direct flights, and you know we still have a lot of
people can stay in certain hotels, but not others, or Airbnb.
Right now,
they're suggesting
Airbnb, but that's also because just the government there owns a lot of the hotels where mm-hmm. tourism comes in and stays, and so yeah. and this is not unusual. This is the way it was in Russia too. So it's that's par for the course. Let's see how this develops and negotiates out. Right now, no immediate change or impact on business.
Judy Pilak's news coming your way in 2 minutes.